The facts are clear. People are getting fatter and sicker. They're taking more drugs. They're getting more surgeries. It's not working. And the reason is that you cannot treat chronic disease with drugs and pills. You've got to deal with the cause. The cause is the food, primarily.
Hello, blessed viewers, and welcome to today's Healthy Living. On this edition, we visit once again with Dr. John McDougall, a renowned physician and nutrition expert from the USA. Dr. McDougall has dedicated his life to the study of diet and well-being and has worked to improve public health for over 30 years. He believes people can enjoy long, healthy lives by following a starch-centered diet free of animal products, and that this way of eating can help us avoid or reverse chronic medical conditions such as heart disease and diabetes. Thus far, Dr. McDougall has written 11 best-selling books, including McDougall's Medicine, A Challenging Second Opinion, and the McDougall Program for a Healthy Heart. Dr. McDougall feels in many cases drugs taken for chronic medical conditions are unnecessary and may even be dangerous. He now provides some examples.
Avandia was a diabetic pill. A couple of years ago, the New England Journal of Medicine published that Avandia increased the risk of dying of heart disease in diabetics by 50%. So, you know, Avandia got a little black mark. Vytorin, the cholesterol-lowering drug. They compared Vytorin, which has Zetia and Zocor in it, with just plain Zocor, and the Vytorin, the combination, doubled the carotid artery thickness. In other words, increased the damage to the arteries.
At present, Dr. McDougall is working to enact legislation in California, USA, to help ensure those patients with heart disease and diabetes are made aware of all their treatment options.
We're doing some work in Sacramento with the legislature. I have a bill that I'm the co-author of, along with an attorney here in California. It's called AB 1478, Assembly Bill 1478. And that bill, I think we're going to get it passed. It has two parts to it, or two diseases it covers, and it covers a couple aspects.
The bill requires the physician to inform the patient of the option of medical nutrition therapy treatment for diabetes or heart disease, respectively, including a description of the potential risks, consequences, and benefits of this treatment relative to other medical treatment options.
Past. They must tell them that heart disease is caused by the rich Western diet. And if you stop that diet, heart disease will improve or reverse. That's the law.
What would doctors be required to tell patients regarding diabetic treatments?
There have been six major studies published, three actually in the year 2008 in the New England Journal of Medicine. The Accord, the Advance, and the Veteran Study, published in 2008 in the New England Journal of Medicine, they show that diabetic pills hurt patients. They increase the risk of dying of heart disease, increase the risk of dying overall. Insulin and diabetic pills, aggressive therapy is what kills. I think AB 1478 is going to pass.
At the same time, Dr. McDougall is also cooperating with researchers at a university in Oregon, USA, to show that multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease that affects the brain and spinal cord, can be reversed through a plant-based diet.
We're also doing some research. I've got a project going at University, which is the University of Oregon Medical School, their neurology department, and I have been working together for a couple of years. And I've raised $1 million to do a study on the dietary treatment of multiple sclerosis. Because I believe, based upon over 50 years of research involving over 5,000 patients, that multiple sclerosis can be stopped by a healthy diet. The drugs are highly toxic, cost $36,000 a year, highly toxic, of limited benefit. But that's where the money is. We're going to try and change that, at least start changing, and give patients an option.
How would Dr. McDougall design a healthcare system to ensure the best health outcomes for all?
What I think should be done is we should have a healthcare system that rewards health. It should be focused on health. This kind of plan should refer to lifestyle medicine doctors. In other words, if you come in with a problem, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, you know, heart disease, obesity, any kind of problem, the first reaction of the doctor should be, well, let's fix the problem. You know, let's send you some cooking classes. Let's send you to a 10-day live-in program. So it's a reallocation, a refocusing of the system to get it to work. And I know it can be done.
Dr. McDougall has previously partnered with a health insurance company in Minnesota, USA, for a project seeking to improve the health of company employees and lessen the company's healthcare expenses. Through the initiative, he demonstrated that what people eat determines overall healthcare expenditures.
I've done it with a couple of companies. Probably the most notable is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota. In the year 2000, right around those years, I ran three programs for them and showed that by changing the people's diets, that we could get a 44% reduction in healthcare costs based on their claims data.
When we return, Dr. McDougall will share more of his successes in changing patients' lives simply by changing their diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, where we are talking with Dr. John McDougall, a respected physician and nutrition expert in California, USA. One of the doctor's endeavors is running a special program in California to help those with severe illnesses get better quickly, with the cure being a starch-based diet free of animal products.
I run a 10-day live-in program at this luxury resort. And here people come and stay with me for 10 days, and I feed them exactly what I think they should eat. And they love the food, by the way. My wife is a genius in the kitchen. She's a very, very modest person. What she has created is something that is really unprecedented as far as the enjoyment of simple starch-based meal plans. We've eaten this way ourselves for over 30 years. And so we put them in this luxury setting, and we feed them this great food. And generally the first day I take them off most of the medications. I take them off essentially all their high blood pressure pills, except if they're on beta blockers, and I do that slowly. I take them off all their diabetic pills. I take them off most of their insulin if they're type 2 diabetics. Take them off their antacids and their laxatives. They come in with bags full of pills. I can think of a fellow who came in on 30 different kinds of medications a couple of programs ago. He left on 4 medications. In tremendous shape. This is typical. You see these infomercials that say this is the best case scenario, you shouldn't expect this. I'm here to tell you, you should expect this. You should expect, if you make this kind of profound change, you change from grease and meat to a starch-based meal plan, you should expect profound changes in your physical appearance, your activity levels, the way you appear as far as age is concerned.
Tobacco and alcohol are universally recognized as harmful substances that are extremely detrimental to health, with the cure for users being quitting the substances altogether. The solution to ending the damage caused to the human body by animal products consumption is no different.
This is the kind of interesting thing that I get into with some of my colleagues. They'll say, you know, McDougall, you're not really saying that every patient should be on the same kind of diet and this will help everybody. And I say to them, how many patients do you have who were cigarette smokers, who quit smoking, who didn't get well? I mean, there was one behavior you asked them to do for every one of them. How many of them didn't get better? Of course, the answer is all of them got better. Okay, how many hardcore alcoholics have you taken care of in your professional career who have stopped drinking, who have not gotten better? One single act you asked them to do, how many didn't get better? So what I'm asking you to do is to take people who are being raised on the wrong fuel, a fuel that has traditionally made people fat and sick, a la kings and queens, Burger King, Dairy Queen, you know, those kinds of foods. I'm asking you to take those people on the wrong diet and put them on the right diet. How many do you think aren't going to get better? and they get better. We have people with horrible rheumatoid arthritis who their pain and swelling stop within a matter of a few days to a couple of weeks. Blood pressures almost always drop in 48 hours. So we get average drops in cholesterol of, in the American system, milligrams per deciliter, about 20 to 35 points. And cholesterol drops in 7 days. People lose on average about 4 pounds in 7 days, and that's from eating as much as they want. This is an unlimited buffet-style feeding that we give them. They get off most of their drugs in that short a period of time.
A starch-based diet free of animal products is inexpensive as well.
I can cut your food bill. It costs $14 a day to get enough calories at a fast food restaurant to survive. If you're real conservative on the American diet and you cook at home, you can do it for $10 a day. If you eat a starch-based meal plan, you can eat for $3 a day. Save $11 a day. Just go from fast food to a starch-based diet. So it's a cheap way to eat. It's kind to animals. It's kind to the planet. It's supported by all religious teachings. And it has to be the tastiest way there is to eat. Everything is right.
We'd like to thank Dr. John McDougall for his inspiring message that we can achieve optimal health through wise food choices. We wish him much future success in his many projects to improve public health. Let a diet free of animal products soon become the way of eating for all people on our planet. For more information about Dr. John McDougall, please visit www.drmcdougall.com. Books and DVDs by Dr. McDougall are also available at the same website. Intelligent viewers, thank you for your company on today's episode of Healthy Living. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's grace always be with us.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/HL